Welcome to the Ethical and Sustainable Podcast. This is episode 2, and today we will be talking about clothing made from recycled plastic and whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. There have been a lot of companies lately doing great things, producing clothing from garment that's made entirely out of recycled plastic bottles. And the range goes from raincoats to t-shirts to flats to shoes. Amazing, beautiful looking products. And the initial reaction is that it's amazing. Great use of plastic that's already out there. And the article that really sparked this conversation on Elux is looking deeper into the impact of garments made from recycled plastic. So the argument here is that, yes, making clothing out of recycled plastic bottles is removing those plastic bottles from landfills, from the ocean. But what is happening is as you wash the clothing, microplastics are released from the plastic and with the water introduced into the sewage system, and then eventually from there can end up in tap water, can end up in the ocean. So maybe let's start looking into the washing cycle per se. So the whole premise is as you wash synthetic materials through the soap that's introduced through the rubbing in the machine, the fabric is loosened up. And from there, microplastics are released. Microplastic particles are teeny tiny. They are not visible to the eye. And they just go right through the washing machine back into the system. Now, this applies to garment made from recycled plastics. But this also, to the same extent, applies to other synthetic materials like polyester, for example. So even if it's a freshly made garment from polyester, because ultimately polyester is plastic, that has the same effect of releasing microplastics into the water as clothing would from recycled plastic. So the argument really is, are we taking out plastic from the waters? Are we removing the plastic? Or are we just introducing it back just in a different format? And unlike plastic bottles, which might be easier to be removed from the ocean, microplastics are really, really hard to remove because they are so tiny. Just to give you an understanding of the microplastics, actually microplastics can already be found in drinking water. 90% of all the bottled waters have shown microplastics in them. And there are different ways that they get in there. One could be by sitting, the water is just sitting in the plastic, especially the thin, cheap plastic. So you don't know how long it's been sitting in the store. Maybe it's been sitting there for 3 months, maybe it has been sitting out in the sun, who knows. And then also through the manufacturing process, through the bottling process, microplastics can also be introduced. So say you're bottling water and at the same or next in the factory you are producing the caps to go onto the water bottle. So the very, very fine dust from there can fly through the manufacturing facility and then end up in the water where it then will be bottled. So that's how teeny tiny the microplastics are. And with that example, it's already clear that the microplastics are already in the system. It's not something entirely new that we would be introducing through the washing cycle. So the question is really, are we doing good in the bigger sense for the environment by buying clothing from recycled plastic bottles, or are we doing more harm Maybe some more stats on that before we try to find a conclusion. There are two main manufacturers who create garment from the recycled and cleaned plastic bottles. One of them is Reprieve. What I like about them is they have a countdown at the bottom of their page showing how many plastic bottles have been recycled through the production of their garment. And up to date right now, it's over 12 billion plastic bottles. If you put that into relation, there every minute worldwide, 1 million water bottles are being sold. So multiply that by minutes in the day, by days in the week, by weeks in the month, by month in the year, and you end up at a very high number of plastic bottles. So 12 billion might seem super, super high. It might seem like a lot. But putting that into context of actually how many plastic bottles are out there, it's a very, very different scale. Not to diminish at all what Reprieve is doing, but just to give some perspective on that. All right, so there is already a lot of plastic out there. So the question is still, should we turn those into garments and should we buy those garments as opposed to other alternatives? The answer really is, it's not a straightforward black and white answer. We have different requirements on our garments, like bed sheets or towels are very different to lingerie or workout wear, right? We want that to be a little bit more elastic, to be comfortable. So most of the time, if we don't buy that made from recycled plastic, we would buy those garments with synthetic fabrics anyway. So if the question is, am I buying garment made from new plastic or am I buying garment from recycled plastic? I think the answer is pretty clear. It's very easy. It should be the recycled plastic because we are not saving anything on the impact. If we don't buy the recycled one, we would buy the fresh one, which again would have the same impact on the environment and on the water. Then the other question, if we could replace the garment with natural fibers, with tencel or with organic cotton, then that's maybe a different question. If I can use tencel, which is very sustainable and soft on the environment, then maybe that's a better choice. But unfortunately, it's not always possible if we look for harder wear, if we look for, I don't know, maybe you ladies use Spanx and workwear and things like that. There are, however, a couple of things that we can do to minimize the impact and to minimize to what extent microplastics are released from those garments and released into the water. So one thing, there's something called the Guppy Friend. It's a little wash bag. It's available from Patagonia. It's like it's very similar to the little wash bag that we would put our delicates in to give them a little extra layer of protection in the washing machine. So it's very similar, and the idea is to put the synthetic fabrics garments into the bag and put the bag into the washing machine, and it's very, very, very fine mesh. So the microplastics would be caught by the mesh and not be released into the water. So after one wash, you might not see a lot, but after you washed it two times or three times, you will start to see residue in the bag, which you can then take out and throw into the trash. Obviously, don't put it down the drain, because then the effect would be diminished. The other thing that the Plastic Pollution Coalition recommends is to use liquid washing soap. So when by using liquid rather than solid washing soap, there is less friction on the garment, which means that less garment is being softened up and less microplastics are being released. And then the other thing is also to use colder water, which will also lead to less microplastics being released. So these are, I think, all win-wins. By using liquid washing soap, yes, you are minimizing the amount of microplastics, but you are also minimizing the tear on your garment and giving it a longer life cycle. And with the cold water, obviously, that is saving your energy bill. The other option, the Plastic Pollution Coalition was also talking about lint filters that are integrated into the washing machine. So similar to the Guppy friend, just so you wouldn't have to use the bag. It's sitting right where the water would be introduced to the sewage system so that the microplastics can be caught there. So there are a couple of things you can do, even with the new or recycled synthetic garments. So overall, I think for sure, if plastic garment can be avoided, then that would be a great alternative if there are materials made from clothing made from tencel or made from organic cotton. Fully understanding that's not always an option, then if the choice is between fresh plastic, i.e. polyester, or recycled plastic, then the recycled plastic option would be more environmentally friendly, since there is already so much plastic out there. And just to be clear, the clothing items that are available, when you hear there's clothing made from recycled plastic bottles, maybe the first thing you think about is like a not so attractive bag that obviously looks very much like plastic. In fact, though, polyester is plastic too, right? And yet you can make very beautiful garment out of polyester, flowy, beautiful blouses and similar. And the same is true for recycled plastic garment too. There's beautiful rain jackets, beautiful tops for workwear, or t-shirts for leisure. There's even shoes in all kinds of beautiful colors, really stylish, simple, elegant flats in orange and red and blue, that can even be put in the washing machine to clean. So just want to be clear that just because it's recycled, the initial thought might be something very hippie looking, but actually it is not at all. And we do have a recycled plastic clothing edition on ethical and sustainable. So if you're curious, feel free to check that out to see what is possible and what is available. So overall, synthetic, recycled synthetics are not a silver bullet. It's not that we can say, hooray, we found a solution to all the plastic that's out there. We'll just turn it into garment and it will be amazing. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Unfortunately, it also isn't entirely good for the environment. There are impacts on it, but I think we discussed the options. We've given you a couple of options here to minimize the impact of the recycled plastic garments. And if the option, the choice is between recycled or new plastic garment, then that is an easy choice to make. So I hope you found this helpful and you learned a couple of new things with that. As always, please do let us know your thoughts. If you have any favorite clothing items or bags or shoes that are made from recycled plastic, we would love to hear it. Let us know on Instagram or comment us on our website, and we look forward to hearing from you.